Playmate. Oh, Playboy, Playmate. Playmate, is that a... Playboy is a magazine, right? This is a girl. Miss October. Jenny McCarthy. She's a Catholic schoolgirl in Chicago. And now, well, exposed in Playboy magazine and gets $100,000 and a new car. Who does the deciding on who is to become a cardinal? Can a person become a cardinal? If so, has there been any who became a cardinal? Yes, a layperson can become a cardinal. But it was usually temporary, other than before and going on for the priesthood. But technically, a layperson can become a cardinal. One of the latest, as I remember, was under Pope Pius the 9th. And the decision is now is finally done by the Pope himself. Last Sunday, we had a visiting priest saying the Mass in our parish, and during the offertory, when he held up the body of Christ, he broke it. Hear this and listen to Mass. Well, the offertory was not yet the body of Christ, so he should not break the unconsecrated host, I presume. No. Saint Paul said, live quietly and mind your own business. What am I supposed to do if I see a priest or a bishop leading the flock, people astray? Well, first, and by all means, first, pray. Pray earnestly for the priest or bishop. Secondly, offer sacrifices for that bishop or priest. Get other people to do the same. And if it could help, don't hesitate speaking to the priest or bishop. It is now over 20 years that I've worked very closely with a community of nuns, handmaids of the precious blood, in New Mexico, whose unique apostolate is praying and sacrificing for priests. And the last 5 years was instrumental in getting them to start a monastery in Rome, which Holy See is very happy that they are there. We have full habit, all in red, handmaids of the precious blood. And I would say that if there's one thing that bishops and priests most need is prayer and sacrifice. Incidentally, as you may know, in Santa Fe Diocese, we had the bishop, this is public knowledge, where the bishop, well, had to leave the episcopate because of a public scandal, and in the same diocese, there was a national rehabilitation center for priests having emotional difficulties? Well, because the priests were not being helped. And the lawsuits kept piling up. I understand that the facility will be phased out. Would you please give us a list of the commentaries on the catechism that you think are good and also the ones that aren't? Well, let me do this. I don't have in my hands the commentaries, either pro or con. Let me take this with me and the next Sunday bring copies of both kinds of commentaries. Okay? Both the negative and the good ones. This past week, I met a lady who calls herself a traditionalist. She no longer attends Holy Mass and has joined a group who call themselves the Underground Church. They believe our last good pope was Pius XII. We had quite a chat in front of the dairy case at Meyer's store. In view of what you said about meeting people, do you think I should try to meet with her again and talk with her or just pray for her? She also told me Pope John the 23rd took the name of an anti-pope, and the Masons have control of the Vatican. Well, you better know what you're doing, because your friend may be quite well informed, unless you're able to cope with her allegations, you may have some trouble in either answering her objections or not getting confused yourself. However, this is one of my tasks for the Holy See. In fact, that's what I'm doing tomorrow. On the directives of Ecclesia Dei to reconcile some people, clerics, with the Church because of the traditionalist or Lefebvreian movement. So anyone who was interested, by the way, in helping to reconcile these people, please let me know, because I can tell you the Holy Father is deeply concerned about these people. Many are well-intentioned people, and sadly not a few of them are not getting the help, the encouragement which they have a right to expect. In any case, it's one thing to engage in conversation with people, it's something else to be able to help them without being, if I could use the word, harmed yourself. Oh, pardon me.